Okay, Beizam and Aleph. We just started the Mishnah. We went through a little bit of the Gemara. So basically, the Mishnah said that you can lay in the Megillah, either Yad Aleph, Yad Beiz, Yad Gimel, Yad Aleph, Tezvav. I mean, these are the days that the Megillah could be laid. And then the aside was that the small villages, that they come into the big cities on Monday and Thursday, so we allow them to lay in then. And the Gemara started off with, how do we know that you can lay in the Megillah on these Yad Aleph, Yad Beis, Yad Gimel? So the Megillah just says that you should lay in it on Yad Aleph and Tezvav. So the Gemara ended up saying that the Anshe Knesset HaGadayla, well, first it said the reason why the Chacham Ramekel is because the people in the villages, they were the ones that would provide the food to the people in the big city, and if on Purim, and they weren't always so educated, and they wouldn't have people that can lay in the Megillah necessarily, so if they'd be running around the entire Purim day trying to find somebody to lay in the Megillah for them, so they wouldn't have time to bring food and provide for the people in the big city that they can make a Purim Suda. So that's why they allowed them that when they come in anyway on Monday and Thursday, so they can lay in the Megillah on Monday and Thursday in the big cities.
You know, lay for them.
No, because they were in the big cities on Monday, Thursday. Right, so maybe they... anyway, so then the Gemara said that it can't be that they're a Banu or Misakin that they can lean on Yad Aleph and Yad Beis and Yad Gimel when the Anshe Knesset HaGadayla were only Misakin that they should lean on Yad Aleph and Tezvav. Because, you know, one Bezdin is not able to be Mevatel, different Bezdin's Misak. I'm a lesser greater than them with Chachma and Minyan. And obviously no later Chachamim were greater than the Anshe Knesset HaGadayla. So the Gemara said that it must be that really the Anshe Knesset HaGadayla were the ones that were masakin it. And the question of the Gemara is that where is the remez? If the Anshe Knesset HaGadayla were masakin, that people in the Kfarim can lane on Yad Aleph, Yad Beis, and Gimel, it must be that there was some sort of remez that they got this from the Megillah. So that's what we're up to. Hecha Remiza. So El Pshita Kula Anshe Knesset HaGadayla Takinu. It must be that the Anshe Knesset HaGadayla Masakin, all of it, that you can lane Yad Aleph, Yad Beis, and Yad Gimel, as well as Tesvav and Yad Aled. So Hecha Remiza. Amar Rav Shaman Bar Abba, Amar B'yechna. So Rav Shaman Bar Abba says the name of Yechna. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, L'kayim Yisimei HaPurim Ela Bizmanehem. Right? The days of Purim in their times. Zmanim harbe tiknu lahem. It's mashma that there's a lot of times that they're masakin for them. So the Gemara says you can't. So it must be. You see from here that there's a lot of times. Meaning Yad Aleph, Yad Beis, Yad Gimel, Yad Aleph, Tezvav. So the Gemara says no. Haimi bayle legufei. That you need just for Yad Aleph and Tezvav. That's not to teach you Yad Aleph, Yad Beis, Yad Gimel because we know that there's two different days that you can lane Yad Aleph and Tezvav. So the Gemara says, "Imkain lema kras zman." Then, if that's the case, if it's just coming to teach you Yad Aleph and Tezvav, then it could have gotten away by just writing zman. So what's zman? My zman nehem. Zmanim tuva, that there's more than just those 2 days. Where says vakat mibayle zman shazel like zman shazel. We still need to make the drasha from zman nehem to teach you that it's not whatever day you want, whether it's Yad Aleph or Tezvav. It's if you are a Yud Aleph person, that's your only Zman, and if you are a Tezvav person, Tezvav is your only Zman. You cannot switch around. So the Zman of this one is not the Zman of that one. So that's what you need Zman Nehem for also. So it cannot be that the Zman Nehem is coming to teach you also that you can lane on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. So the Gemara says, Mkein, lane across Zman Num. So if that's the case, we'd be able to learn that out from Zman Num. My Zman Nehem. Shmas me no, cool. So therefore, we can learn out from Zman Nehem that it's coming to teach you also Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. So, along with the other limudim that we just said that you need Zman for. So the Gemara says, Ema Zmanim Tuva. Why don't you say that, okay, so then you can lay in also Yud and Tes and however many days, maybe the entire Adri you can lay in. Was no zmanayhem dumi dizmanam. Zmanayhem is similar to the zmanam. Ma zmanam trei, just like Yad Aleph and Tezvav is only 2 days that you can lay in the Megillah. That was the ikar takana. So then af zmanayhem trei. So also when it says zmanayhem, when we're coming to include more zmanam, it's only coming to include two more, which would mean that you have Yad Aleph and Tezvav you have, and then another two. Ve'ema treisar tzleisar. So why don't you say that it's coming to include Yud Beis and Yud Gimel? So then where do you get Yud Aleph from? Kedamer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Like Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says, Yud Gimel Zman Ki Hilo Lakol. The 13th day of Adar was a Zman that everybody got together. You don't even need to include the 13th day, because that's Pashat, that you'd be able to lay the Megillah on the 13th day, because that's when everybody got together. Maybe it's coming, so therefore I know Yud Gimel, and the other two that's coming to add is Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. So the Gemara asks, maybe it's coming to include the 16th and the 17th. So you have Yud Aleph and Tezvav, and then maybe also the 16th and the 17th. The Gemara says, V'lo Yavr, the Pasuk says, V'lo Yavr, it shouldn't pass over Yud Aleph and Tezvav, you know, without getting a Megillah lining. So therefore it has to be, if you're going to include days, it has to be that you're including days from before Yud Dalet and Tezva. So that is Rav Shaman Bar Abba. So this is Rav Shaman Bar Abba's pasuk that the remez for Nachshon Knesset Gedolah is. And Rav Shmuel Nachman is going to say another pasuk. Rav Shmuel Nachman Amar Kral the pasuk says Kayyamim Asher Nachmem Hayehudim, like the days Asher Nachmem Yehudim. Yamim Kayyamim L'Rabbis Yud Aleph Yud Beis. That the extra Kayyamim, the chaf there, that's including Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Ve'ema a trace of a place. So maybe that's coming to include the Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Well, you know Yud Aleph for. You know Yud Gimel's Man Kilo Kol Hivaloi Tarach L'Rabuye. No, because since we, like we said before, that the Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says that it's the 13th is Zman Ki L'Kol, so therefore you won't need the 13th to be Merabah from Kayamim, and it's coming to include, therefore Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Ve'ema Shitz V'Shifzer. So now the same Gemara's question on Rosh Hashanah Nachmeni, why don't you say it's the 16th and the 17th? Ve'lo Yavr Ksef, no, because he also learns out from the Pasuk of Ve'lo Yavr that you cannot go past Tezvav. Rosh Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, my time al Yamr Mezmanim. So now, Bar Nachmeni, that he says that he learned out from Kayam, and why didn't he learn it out from Mi Bizmanehem? Zman, like Mashmalay, because to him, there's no difference between Zman, Zmanehem. There's nothing special about Zmanehem that you can learn out anything from. So therefore, he had to learn it out from Kayam. And Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, my time, Mi Kayamim. So why didn't Rav Shmuel Bar Abba learn out Mi Kayamim, like Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni learned? Amalacha, he's going to tell you, Ahulu Darusu Dachsev. That is coming to tell you that it's Ladiris. That you should make it Ladiris, Yudalit and Tezvav. Just like it was in the in the Nais. So that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach you. Amar Rav Bar Chana, Amar Biyachran. Zu Divri Rabbi Akiva Stimta. This is the Mishnah. One second. So this Mishnah is the words of Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't say the name of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. It's a Stam Mishnah. So he's saying this is really Rabbi Akiva, the Stam Mishnah. The Darish Zman Zmanim Zmanayhem. So Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rabbi Akiva says that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva, who does Darshan Zman Zmanim Zmanayhem, to teach you that you can also do laying the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. The Chachamim said, "Ain't Karinus Elbasman." The Chachamim would be Chaylik, and they would say, "No, you cannot learn it Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Gimel. You can only learn it. Everybody can only learn it Yud Aleph and Tezvav." Meisavei Avakasha Amar Yehuda Imasai Bezman Shashanim Kitzik Nami Yisrael Shurim Al Masam. When is this whole halacha that you can learn on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis and Gimel? That's only when the years were like Kitzik Nam. That meaning that only Bezin would be Ma'abe the Shana. The Bezdim would send out shluchim, letting everybody know if it's a leap year. And the Yisrael were living in Eretz Yisrael. But when we're in Galus and there's no more Bezdim, and we don't work with Bezdim being Ma'abed Hashana, Hoyel Mistaklim Ba, since, how do people know when to celebrate Pesach? They celebrate Pesach is because they take Purim, and they know that Purim is a certain Zman. Right, they know that Purim is the 14th of Adar, and therefore they count from the 14th of Adar to Pesach. So since now they're relying on Purim to know when Pesach is, so ain't karin selavas madi. You're not laying it only in its proper time on Yud Aleph, because if you start laying it on Yud Aleph, people start counting from Yud Aleph, and they would think, and they would end up celebrating Pesach early, and then they would end Pesach early, and they would, it turned out they'd be eating chametz on Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Libid Rabban. So now this Rabbi Yehuda, who is he going according to? If you're going to say that he's going according to Rabbi Kiva, obviously he's going on the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says that you could learn Yud Aleph Beis and Gimel. We're in Babel now, so we're not in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have the Beis Din operating. So can't be Rabbi Kiva. I love Libid Rabbanon. So must be what? It's going according to Rabbanon. Ubizman Shasham Kesekna Visal Shaman Masam Mia Karinon. But you see, Lamaisa, that according to that Rabbi Yehuda held, that when the Yisrael is an Eretz Yisrael, then you would lane, you would be able to lane on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. The Chachamim say you cannot lane it only Bizmana. So who would, if you, Rabbi Yochanan, are right about this Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, this Rabbi Yehuda is not like anybody. So Tiyufta, Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. Yeah, it's taka, a very good, very taka kashan. Rabbi Yochanan, you slugged up. Ikadamri, we have another way to learn this last memra. Amar Rabba Barbachan Amar B'yechanan. Zudir Rabbi Kiva Stimta. Yes, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. This Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. Avachachamim Aymrim Amru, the Chum say Bizmana Zeh, Hoyu Mustakrimba, Ein Karnasai Ela Bizmana. But the Chachamim say, not like a blanket statement like we learned earlier, the Chachamim say you only lane a Bizmana no matter what. This Ikad Ami is learning that Rabbi Yechanan is saying that the Chachamim said that Bizman Hazeh, since they're using the calendar, they're using Purim to know when Purim Pesach is, and then you can only learn a Bizmana. Tani Nami Hachi, so now it's not going to be a Kasha, now it's going to be a Raya. Tani Nami Hachi, and Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, when are you allowed to learn Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Gimel? Bizman Shashanam Kisiknam, Yisrael Shuman Masam. Since we look at the Purim to know when Pesach is, ain't karin asayel bismana. So now it turns out that this is a raya according to the Chachamim, the way that this Ikad HaAmri is learning. Okay, Rav Ashi kashaled Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi had shver, he had a kasha Rabbi Yehuda onto a different member of Rabbi Yehuda. Umukim la brisa Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, and he said that a certain brisa is going like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. So this was his kasha. Umi amar Rabbi Yehuda bizmana zeh hayom mustaklim bein karen sel bizmana. Does Rabbi Yehuda, who we just brought earlier, say that bizmana zeh, since you look at Purim to see what time Pesach is, then you can only lane a bizmana? Is that true? V'ramini avakasha avestira. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says emasai makom shen nechnasim b'sheni v'chamishi. When are you allowed to lane Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? That's when they go in on Monday and Thursday, meaning the people from the small villages. But where they do not go in Monday and Thursday, ain't karen say al bismana. Then you can only lane it bismana. Malkum shenichl nasim b'shenu v'chamishi miyakrina. But we said the lemaisa, the days that they do go in Monday and Thursday, they are allowed to read vafilu bismana zeh. So if a kash Rabbi Yehuda says the first member of Rabbi Yehuda seemed to say that the bismana zeh you will never be able to have the Megillah land Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Gimel. And from this price, so you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you are allowed, as long as they go in on Monday and Thursday, they are allowed. Even Bizman Hazeh. So Umukim la Brisa Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So therefore, what does he do? He says that the Brisa earlier is going according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So Umishum the Kashal Rabbi Yehuda, Umukim la Brisa Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Just because he had a Kashal Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore he's going to start changing around Brises and say that Rabbi Yehuda never really said it. It's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. You can't just go around changing the authors of the Brises. So he says, no, Rav Ashi, what happened? Rav Ashi Shmile, Rav Ashi heard the Ika de Tani like Rabbi Yehuda, the Ika de Tani like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rav Ashi heard that some people learn that the Brisa is going according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. I mean, the Brisa that says that you do not lane of Bizman Hazeh because, and Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel because they use Purim to figure out when Pesach is. That Brisa, why did he say, he learned that he heard that some say that Brisa is like Rabbi Yehuda, and some say it's like Rabbi Yehuda. He's not coming to change anything. He just heard two different mahalchim. Rabbi Yehuda. And since he had this kasha, and Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda, he said, man de tani like Rabbi Yehuda, the person, whoever I learned that said that the earlier Brisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, lav dafka, that cannot be lafka. Whoever says that is like that the first brisa was like Rabbi Yosef Bihuda, that is dafka, because otherwise you're going to have the kasha, the stira, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. So he said that the cities that were walled from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, they get to lane on the 15th. Anonymously, how do we know this? I'm a Rava. Rava says, "Amakra." The pasuk says, "Ayekena Yehudim haprazim, hayoyishvim be'arei haprazis." So the prazim are the places where they do not have walled cities. So how do we know that the walled cities land on the 15th? Because the prazim land on the 14th. We know that there's 2 days that they land. They know that there's 2 days available, 14th and the 15th. And since the prazim, which are not walled, land on the 14th, so it must be that the walled cities land on the 15th. Right? There's 2 days, and 14th is up. It's got to be that the 15th is for the walled cities. Ve'ema prazim barba aser mukafim klal klal light. Why don't we say that, no, maybe the prazim land on the 14th, and the mukafim don't land at all, even on the 15th. And I are going to say, wait, but you just told me that there's 2 days, so it has to be that somebody lanes on the 15th. He says, no, that's what Shushan. Shushan will land on the 15th, but all the walled cities, maybe they don't have to lane at all. The Gemara says, V'lav Yisrael, then who? What, the people live in the walled cities and not Yisrael, they shouldn't celebrate Purim and shouldn't have to lane Megillah. So, of course they have to. V'hoid, V'hoid V'hoid Kush, the Pasuk says, V'hoid V'hoid Kush, which is all-inclusive. All the cities, whether you're walled or whether you're not walled, you have to lane the Megillah. So therefore, since the walled cities have to lane on a certain day, and there's 2 days at the lane, then the lane on the 15th. Ve'ema prazim barbeis. So why don't you say that the prazim will lane on the 14th? Mukafim barbeis uvachameser, and the walled cities will lane on the 14th and the 15th. We said kedachsev liyos oisim es yoyim arba aser lochadish hazav es yoyim chamish aser by bechol shana. You have a kasev as yom arba aser v'chamish aser. If it would say the 14th day and the 15th day could have come, then it would be like what you said. But hashu the sif as yom arba aser v'as yom chamish aser. So since it says the s between 14th and 15th, also s upasik and stops the 14th between the 15th, telling you hani barba aser v'hani v'chamish aser, that some laying on the 14th and some laying on the 15th. So Gemara says, "Ve'ema prazim barbeisa." Say that the prazim have to land on the 14th. Mukafim, the walled cities, ibo barbeisar, ibo b'chamesar. So say that if they want, they don't have to land on both. But if they want, they can land on the 14th, and if they want, they can land on the 15th. Amar kro, the pasuk says, "Bizman nehem." Like we learned earlier, "Zman ishalzeh lo izman ishalzeh." Who was ever landing on the 15th cannot land on the 14th. Who's ever landing on the 14th cannot land on the 15th. So therefore, the walled cities would have to land on the 15th and the 15th only. Ve'ema b'tleisar. So why don't you say that they land maybe on the 13th? This is kishushan. No, it should be like Shushan. Just like Shushan, they have to land on the 15th. So too, the walled cities would have to land on the 15th. So ashkechan asiya. Okay, I understand why it says that they should have to do the Sudas Purim on the 14th or 15th, because the pasuk says what liyos oisim esayim abaser, but zechirim and on. How do you know that laning the Megillah you'd have to also do on the 14th and 15th? Say the same drasha. How do you know that? So it says amakra. The pasuk says vayom hayla nizkarim vinasim. Pasuk says nizkarim vinasim iskish zechir lasira. So that is a hekish zechir lasira. That whenever you're doing the asiya, whenever you're doing the Sudas Purim, that's also when you're going to be laning the Megillah. Okay. Masnisin delaiki aitana. Our Mishnah is not like this Tana that we're going to say in the Brash. The Tanya. Rabbi Yeshua Mekarcha Amar, Krochan Hamukafim Chaimim Mimais Achashverish. The walled cities that were from the time of Achashverish, Karin Bechamisha Aser. You lane on the 15th. That they lane on the 15th, as long as you're walled from the days of Achashverish. You don't have to go all the way back to Yeshua. As long as you're walled from Achashverish. My time at Rabbi Yeshua Mekarcha, what's his reasoning? Kishushan, because it's like Shushan. Mashushan mukafas chaimim achashverish. Just like Shushan was the walled city from only the days of Achashverish. It was not walled before then. V'kairin b'chamisha aser. So Shushan lanes on the 15th. Af kol shem mukafas chaimim achashverish. Kairin b'chamisha aser. Pretty simple limud. The same as Shushan has to land on the 15th, and that was only walled from the days of Achashverish. So then, therefore, also any other city has to. It does all as long as it's walled from the time of Achashverish. You'd also land on the 15th. V'tana didan, and our tana, what did he say from the days of Yeshua? My time, why did he say that it should be walled from the time of Yeshua and not from Achashverosh? Yalef prazi prazi. He learns out that there's a gzer shava of prazi prazi, prazim prazi. Ksiv Hacha says over here, okay, Yehudim ha-prazim. Uksiv Hasim says over there by Yehoshua, Levad Ma'ari ha-prazi, harim oid. Samal alam ha-kavaz chamim ha-si Yeshua benon. Just like over there by Yehoshua, it's talking about the walled cities from the days of Yeshua benon. Avkan ha-kavaz chamim ha-si Yeshua benon. So it's all over here. It's just gzer shava. Simple gzer shava. So Bishlam, Yehoshua ben Karcha, Le'yam ha-katam ha-didan. I understand why Yehoshua ben Karcha, who's the one that says that as long as you're walled from the times of Achashverosh, you land on the 15th, and you don't have to go all the way go back to the days of Yeshua ben Nun. It's very good why he does not say, like, our Tana of the Mishnah, the less like Prazi Prazi, because he never had the Kabbalah of this Gzeirah Shavah. You cannot make Gzeirah Shavahs yourself. You either have the Gzeirah Shavah, you either have the Kabbalah from your Revi, or you do not. And he did not, obviously. El Tana didam, but our Tana, my Tana, liyamak Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Why didn't our Tana say like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? So the Gemara says, my time? What type of question is that? Da isle prazi prazi. He has this gzer shava of prazi prazi to teach you that. Hachi karma, what does it mean? This is what it means to say. El shushan davdinan keman. So this is the kash. That shushan, who is he doing shushan like? Like a prazin, but like a mukafin. Because the shushan was not walled. Was not a walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So our Tana of our Mishnah, why did he? What's going on with Shushan? Amar Rava, because Shushan lands on the 15th, and it wasn't walled from the days of Yeshua. Amar Rava, v'amir lo kadi shani Shushan hoyu v'nasa b'neis. No, Shushan's different because since the neis happened in Shushan, so it has a special din that it lands on the 15th. Well, there's a special din that Yeshushan got a special extra day. In the Megillah, it says that they got a special extra day to Lasis Kedas Hayyim. If you look at Rashi, he says that they got an extra day to, again, beat up Amalek. So they had two extra days, not just Yedalad. So they also got until Tezvav, so therefore they get Tezvav also. So Bishlam Latana Didan Hainu the Sav Medina U Medina Vair Vair. Very good, like our Tana that says each country separately and each city separately, right? That's what the Megillah says. Medina, L'chalik ben Mukafim Chaimim Mois Yeshua ben Nun. L'mukaf was Chaimim Mois HaShverish. The reason why it's saying that according to our Tana, why is it separating Medina? It's because to tell you that there's a difference between the cities that were walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, that they lay on the 15th, and the cities that were walled from the times of only HaShverish, that they lay on the 14th. But Ir V'ir, and Ir V'ir, Nami L'chalik ben Shushan L'Shari Rois. And also between city and city to tell you the difference between Shushan and other Ayaris, that Shushan gets to land on the 15th, even though it's not a walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, but other cities have to land on the 14th. So I understand why it has to say Medina Medina Vir Vir. El Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Bishlam Medina Medina Lachalik ben Shushan L'Shayiros. I understand why I would say Medina Medina to tell you the difference between Shushan and other Ayaris, because Shushan is a regular city and lands on the 15th. El Ir Vir Lamai also. What's Ir Vir coming to include? Because according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, you can't say that it's the difference between the cities that were walled from the times of Achashverosh and the cities that were walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, because the cities that were walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun is obviously included in the cities that were walled from Achashverosh, because they were even walled earlier. So what's that coming to separate between? And according to our Tana, is it any better? Kiman the Islay Prazi Prazi Medina Medina Lamli. Since he has the Gzer Shava of Prazi Prazi, he doesn't need this Medina Medina to tell you anything, because he's got the Gzer Shava. Right? So then he's also as a kasha. What's he going to do with Medina Medina? The pasuk's coming to Ferid Rasha. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who the asa. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, krach v'chol asamuchloi, v'chol haneri imai nidan k'krach. That a city, a walled city, and any of its suburbs that are close to it has the din of a walled city. Ad kama, until how close does it have to be? Like the distance between Chamasan and Tveria, which is a mill. So the Gemara asks, the lame a mill? Why don't you just say simply, it's a mill? What do you have to say? And give us an example. I understand what a mill is. It's coming to teach you that what is the distance between the what is the shear of a mill? You may say, okay, you tell me a mill, but how much exactly is the shear of a mill? He'll say, it's the amount of distance between Chamosin and Tveria. That's how you know how much of a distance a mill is. These end letters, Menatzbach, Mem, Nun, Sufis, right? End of Mem. So all these, the Nevi'im taught us these end letters. Where it says, with Hizbra, is that possible? V'aksiv, the Pasuk says, Eila HaMitzvahs. That no Navi is allowed to be mecharish anything from after when the Torah was given. The Torah says Eila Mitzvahs, that's it. You can't add on Menatzbach. So how can you tell me that the Mem and the Nun, the Mem and the Samach weren't Mem Sofis, at least were not at the time the Torah was given? We know that the Mem in the Luchos b'neis hayoimden, it was in a neis how it would stand, because it was the letters were carved all the way through. Right, so how is that? If you take a Mem, you make a Mem Sofis, and the Mem, right? It's basically a circle. So the middle, how is the middle stone supposed to stand? It stands by a neis. So but you see clearly that they had a Mem Sofis in those in the time that the Luchos were given. So the Gemara says, you're right. Mahava habu v'lehavi yadi haibem satevav haibasayfetav. You're right. They did have it, but they didn't know, is it the beginning of a letter? Is it the beginning of the word? Or is it at the end of the word? When do you use the mem sophis? Do you use it at the end or do you use it in the middle? And when do you use the regular mem? V'asut saifim itakinu pesuchim be'em satevav asumim besayfetav. And they came, the Nevi'im came to teach us that the way it is. Only at the end of a word, that's when the end of mem or mem sophis goes. And so Gemara says, Saif, Eila Mitzvahs, Shein Avi Yosel L'Chash Navaratim. Again, they're being mechadish when you're supposed to use these letters. You can't do that. Ella, no, really, we knew all this from before. It was all given. El Shachum V'Chazavi Yizdaim. It was forgotten, and they came and reminded us when you use the end of a mem, when you use the regular mem, and the same thing with the other Saif Etevis. All right.